Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Stravaganza podcast. My name's Tom. I will be taking on hosting duties tonight. I am joined, as always, by my accomplished, esteemed, and excellent co-hosts, Rick, Keith, and Grant. Tonight's topic is all about imagination. This is a momentous occasion for the Nerd Stravaganza podcast. I want all of our listeners to know, because this is the first time we are going to fire up at full capacity our Nerd Stravaganza Dream Factory. We're going to fire up the assembly lines, our armies of elves, Jawas, dragons, unicorns, robots are all standing by, all of whom are paid a fair living wage and, you know, are asked only to work a reasonable work week, are going to just help us churn out dreams. And what I mean by that is we're going to just think up products, ideas, business ideas, just solutions to problems that don't exist. And present them to you, our audience, and this will hopefully be the inaugural and not the last edition of the Dream Factory here at the Nerd Stravaganza podcast.
Woohoo!
Nerdstravaganza.com, check it out. It's awesome.
It's all right.
Books, check them out.
Nerdstravaganza.com, where dreams are made in a dream factory by mythical creatures. Check it out.
All run by Henry Ford.
Ooh, we're going to have to come up with like characters that work in our dream factory now. So, we went over this idea in advance, and I want to know, I figure a couple of us would, myself hopefully being one of them, would go over some, product/invention/idea ideas, that we would want to see put out, in our dream factory. And they present our idea, a brief synopsis of it, and then we would discuss it for a little bit before moving on to the next guy's idea.
Well, I have a few really rapid fire ones. I don't think they warrant any discussion really beyond the concept of them.
Oh, we'll be frankly, discussing.
I'm incapable of really fleshing out my ideas. But if y'all want to go on this, my main idea would be aromatherapy bubble wrap.
Ooh,
bam! Stress relief extraordinaire. The next ones are television shows. We have Cake Ross. It's Rick Ross opens a bakery. Fucking fantastic.
I'm writing this down.
Get on this trademark. Cake Ross. Trademark the Nerd Stravaganza podcast.
Who's Rick Ross?
He's a Miami rapper. He's a big deal. He's also a very big man. If you've seen him, you've seen him without a shirt on. So the thought of him making cakes and taking charge gets me going. Gets me excited for cake.
I stay away from the men with their shirts off.
He frequents arcade events in the greater Fort Lauderdale, Florida area, just to put that out there for you guys.
Oh, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Exciting. Yeah. The next one, celebrity exorcist.
Now, is the exorcist the celebrity, or
yes,
are we exorcising celebrities?
No,
because
you
I
get...
think celebrities need some exorcising there.
You get an out-of-work B-list star, have him perform an exorcism. I think it's fantastic. Gary Busey comes in with a cross and a Bible, lays it down.
And we can show them the whole training where they go to Rome to learn the proper for exorcising.
Oh, nope, no training montages. They speak with an expert exorcist, learn the trade, and get on the field.
Did anyone else hear Keith being exorcised there, or was that just me?
I was good. Here's him.
We need Nick Nolte to come in here and exercise this DSL loan that he's on.
Keith, keep your chat window up because when we tell you to, we want you to let us know that you're going in for your trench run, okay?
All right. The next one's
rogue leader.
The next one's another cooking show called "Would You Fuck This Food?"
Oh wow.
I think that one's self-explanatory.
For
next,
me, it's not the texture of the food I worry about. It's more the temperature.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. Because I worry about the curvature, because there's a lot of sexy Jell-O molds.
You're right.
And most fuckable of foods, Jell-O molds. I'm saying it on the record.
For a dude. For a chick, it's pretty much anything.
Anything goes. Wow. We need a special guest on this.
I would think like a firm but nougaty log configured candy bar would be more to a chick's liking.
So they get, like the Three Musketeers.
Well, they get nut up in them that way, and it works out for
Oh.
Gross. All right, edit that out. That was vile. Ugh.
So what foods would be on the premiere episode?
you know, I'm not fleshing these out. I'm just spitting the ideas, and I'll let people's imaginations run wild on it.
Do it. Continue.
So the next one's going to be a talk radio show, Charles Nelson Reilly Factor. I think that one has some legs. I know Charles Nelson Reilly, is he even still alive? I don't think he is. Is he? I want to get into the MMA field. I think there's a lot of legs in that. So Nicolas Cage fight. That will be fantastic. It'll be him looking crazy and beating the shit out of people.
Dude, and you can even cross over into WWF with that.
It'll work. He's the right amount of crazy for the WW.
Who would Nicolas Cage face off against first in that show?
I imagine women. I imagine him. He looks crazy enough just to wrestle women. That takes a special kind of crazy. And finally, for the movie, I think we need to do movie adaptations of reality TV shows. So I want to see Roman Polanski's Toddlers and Tiaras.
That's just not right.
I know, but I mean, come on. If he can still win Oscars, he can still do good old fashioned American television. So.
Oh my God.
So that's my short list of brilliant ideas.
That rapid fire list of yours may occupy the rest of the show. We may not have to have anybody else.
Oh, well, I've got a lot more, but it's mostly things like bacon cod piece. The ones that just make the cut.
I say we end that brilliant list on a high note, and let's get with the meat of the matter on this one. I think Tom had a pretty meaty subject for discussion for today.
Do you really think I have anything more meaty than would you fuck this food?
That really is a good point.
And Cake Ross? Come on! He goes into bakeries and whips them into shape. Oh, I can't get over these topics. I'm going to have to like bring these up during my discussion if you really want me to get into my idea.
Well, what was your idea, Tom?
My idea, like... Now I feel like a downer. Like I feel like the guy who turns off the TV and turns the lights back on in classroom when you think you have movies all hour when you're in high school. Yeah, it's only a 20-minute movie, kids. But anyway, presentation's over. Now it's time for a quiz. My idea hopefully won't bore you to tears after Grant's hilarious list. My idea is about a video game. Basically, the idea behind it is... I'm thinking of sort of an open world problem solvey sort of game where the plot is basically you're a kid. You play the role of a kid who gets a summer job guarding or basically minding or you know, being a groundskeeper or taking care of this abandoned mall that's built like way far away from town. The idea being that it was built in anticipation of like suburban sprawl so that it would eventually be like the center of all that sprawl when it made it out there, but that never materialized or so the story goes. And so the mall, which so even though it was originally built in such a way that it was removed from downtown where everybody lived and so on, it still drew a crowd for a while, but then some competitor got the bright idea to just build a mall closer to town, or so again goes the theory. The reason I keep qualifying that is because your mission there, you know, of course it starts off, you're just doing like routine tasks around the mall, but then like some sort of mysticism sort of manifests itself around the mall and, you know, maybe images present themselves of the mall's past or ghosts appear and talk to you. And I envision as having sort of a creep. I'm alone in a creepy mall sort of feel to it. Like I get my food from the food court and I live in a clothing store. But, you know, most of the mall is like kind of dark. It just has emergency lighting and you kind of go around and unlock the mysteries of the mall. And as you do this, the mall sort of like as you sort of fix all the wrongs that have happened at the mall or or remove all the bad energy, if you will, from the mall, the surrounding community maybe starts to fill in. And then it, like you basically the result being that you bring this dead mall back to life, and in so doing you sort of fix the surrounding world. I know that sounds, I just for some reason I like the idea of the mall being the central focus, but sort of being an analog for whatever caused the surrounding area to never develop, you know what I mean? So as you resurrect the maw, solving thing by thing, next thing you know, maybe it culminates in the maw's like grand opening again, or grand reopening or something as you fix it. And I don't know why I've got this idea in my head. A shopping maw sounds like the dumbest idea.
No. I'm gonna go ahead and say this. As a kid, what was that book? There was some book where a kid just lives in a maw, right?
Oh, is it?
Dawn of the Dead.
It was Dawn of the Dead, and this kid lives in a maw. And he basically sleeps there at night after it closes and everything. And when you're a kid, the thought of living in a shopping mall is probably the coolest thing you could ever think of.
It kind of
has everything, right?
It really does.
Candy, video games.
Yeah, and having it all to yourself would be one thing, but having it all to yourself, but not quite to yourself, would add this weird, like, that does appeal to the inner child or something, I think. But the inspiration for this game came from... for some reason, there was a mall near us, and nobody will get the geographical reference, but everybody knows it's a mall that basically went dead in the city of Pompano Beach, which is near where we record this fine production. And it actually went dead over the years, and I used to love going in there toward the end because it's like it was open, but it had lost its purpose. And it's so fit that mall died, because as you're driving to this mall, you're driving down a street and a golf course, I think it was, or some kind of a big open area, like abuts the street. And it was never hard for me to imagine as a kid. And I'm not even making this up when I say I used to dream about taking this journey. It's not hard to imagine that golf course sort of being like a wooded area, and you're driving on a dirt road out to this like mall that just shouldn't be there.
Are you referencing the Pompano Fashion Square?
I might be, but on the off chance that the new owners want to sponsor the podcast, I don't want to say their mall died and maybe refactored it as an open-air mall that's on its way down the same road.
Well, but we'll say this. It has the sexiest speed-walking elderly women of any mall in the area.
Indeed. Indeed, because nobody's there to impede their walking.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and I imagine this game opening as you're basically like, you know, as the credits are rolling, you're driving out to this mall in this guy's pickup truck. And he's like, yeah. And he's recounting a story about how the mall failed and how you just got to keep an eye on it till next year when they sell it out to this new people that want to knock it down and develop, I don't know, a friggin' rock pit or something. But, you know, you're getting basically the story of the mall and its unfortunate demise is told to you as you're dropped off. And as you're dropped off, of course, he leaves you with the obligatory creepy, like, don't get scared in there now. And then he takes off, you know. And then maybe every so often, you know, you can meet him, like, he'll come back to drop off supplies. And that's really the only whoever drops you off at the mall, whoever your employer is the only person you have contact with outside the mall.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. It's a lovable yet kind of eccentric uncle who knows a lot more than he's letting on, but still lets you take your run of things.
Oh, I like.
I think that's a good stock character. He wears like a brown coat all the time, and probably wears glasses too.
Wait,
is
he a kid toucher?
Probably not.
Okay,
he's Uncle Touch Your Heart, not Uncle Touch You.
Okay.
Aww. I don't know. It sounds a lot like the Shining, but not as spooky.
I think
it, go for. Or can I say it sounds like that Miyazaki's Spirited Away meets Home Alone.
It's got the vibe of like you're in this place that's lost its purpose. It's huge. It's all it's like the world is your oyster to a certain extent, but it's not an oyster you really want to have. And it's this place that had purpose and had life, and you throughout the game you. Visions or you know, like I said, in through dreams or reimagination or the mall, the living mall sort of helping, you know, reaching out to you, you see all this stuff that happened. I mean, and you know, basically you just get missions during the game. And so, for example, like one I thought of is like there's a story of like this jilted teenage lover who, you know, something bad happened to in the mall, or maybe threw himself over the balcony into the food court fountain or something, and his or her ghost is still there, and like you've got to go back in time. You know, maybe the mall takes you back to that period. So now it goes from like an abandoned modern mall to like a 60s style shopping mall, right? Because you've gone back in time to the mall, and you solve that problem. You help that bad memory get erased. And you know, maybe there's good memory. You understand what I'm saying? Like, can you imagine different scenarios like that unfolding in this setting?
I got a good one.
Okay, hit me.
For like a bonus wave, you have to kill the psychotic robotic mall cops.
So it's got to become Chopping Mall? Is that what you're...
Exactly. It'd be like the egg wave in Joust.
I was thinking, you know, all kinds of stuff could happen.
And then another bonus wave could be you had to dodge the cars from Blues Brothers that were driving through the mall.
I knew you guys were going to take this thing way off the rails. That's fine. Anything you want. I was thinking maybe you could help a kid find his lost balloons. Maybe you could help a clown help kids laugh. Maybe you could help the Santa Claus give the kids a Merry Christmas, you know, in years past. There's so many things that go on in the mall that don't involve absurdity, but we can go absurd too.
Could there be like a character in there who's from the Jersey Shore that's named Julius?
Because they're orange?
Julius?
Like
I love it.
Caesar? Oh, this is the worst thing ever.
Anyway, the point of the game is to resurrect. It really is to fix history, but it centers around something as silly as a mall. And
well, why don't you make all the other characters and ghosts secondary, and have the mall become the primary character through which you explore the typical existential crisis that a young adult would experience upon entering the real world.
Ooh, I like that.
Also, boners, because I didn't want to sound that serious.
Whatever all of that you said meant, I loved it. I love the idea.
Yeah, I'm going to run with that.
Okay, so I gave you my serious scenario, a case where you help, where you fix a case of unrequited teenage love that took place in the food court. That's my scenario. So now I'm going to ask, if you guys don't mind, each of you to come up with a mission that you would do in this small video game. I'm going to put you on the spot first, Keith.
Well, the mission for my portion of the game would have to dump slushies on guys' heads while they're talking to cute girls.
I like it.
Like you're playing the role of a mischievous poltergeist.
Yes, exactly.
I like it. I like it. And then the mall's motivation there is just to have some pranking that went on or something.
Well, that's happened to everybody in their teenage years, I'm sure.
That's true, but now you want to do it. You want, there too much bullying went on the mall, and you want to help get rid of those negative memories by bullying the bullies.
Yeah, we can call it the strange science wave.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I don't know what it has to do with science, but I like it anyway.
That sounds weird like science. Weird technology to me.
Wait, oh, did that happen in Weird Science?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. Who wants to go next?
Mine would simply be... You do simple groundkeeping tasks outside the mall, which would also double as like the customization aspect. You know, you choose a tree to plant, you do all this stuff, and eventually a ghostly elderly gardener would find or re-find the love of his estranged granddaughter.
Ooh, I love it.
Damn, how do you like that one? I'm attempting to be serious here for the rest of the podcast.
No,
so
do
that's
it.
That is my earnest attempt at saying something sincere.
Mix, you can be earnest or Vern, I don't care. But yeah, mix in seriousness and goofiness all you want. How about you, Rick? You got a scenario in mind? Remember, there's an arcade in the mall. Just putting that out there.
Well, we all know that I'm a fan of sim pet games, so I'm gonna have to say that there has to be some type of level in the pet store.
Oh yeah.
Where you either care for the dead carcasses of the pets that have passed on and moved to the nether regions that are haunting the place.
I don't think the word is nether regions.
The nether world? There we go.
I've got dogs haunting my nether region.
Hey, they were crotch hounds.
That'll be on the next episode of Celebrity Exorcist. Dog whisperers like intently talking to somebody's crotch.
So yeah, you'd have to corral all of the spirits of the dead animals and coordinate them with their decomposed bodies and dispose of them in a proper loving way.
Oh, that's so horrible. Like, they just abandon the dead animals in the mall.
What if you just paired them up with the ghostly mall
mall
patrons.
Patrons, yeah.
You get them to be bought. Like, these poor animals were never bought, and that was a really negative vibe.
They can't be bought by ghosts until they've been, you know, paired with their bodies have to get put back together with their spirit, so that then they have, you know, they have left this world with love, not just abandonment. And then they can go and be purchased by the ghosts, and that's a, like a bonus thing in the game.
Let's see. I want to do another one now. I want to do another one. Since I mentioned the arcade, I want to do an arcade-related one. Or maybe a few, like, you know, and these could recur. You know, you could do different things. You could do the same location at different times, you know, all kinds of stuff. But you could do an arcade one where you go back in time to, like, the height of arcade mania. And it could be a simple, you know, it could be an easy cop-out one where you basically help a kid get a high score in a game. Or you stop a kid from making the arcade go out of business by selling slugs instead of tokens. So you thwart him in his slug selling operation, which caused the arcade to close, which was one of the many, you know, injuries that the mall suffered. Or you pour slushies on the bullies to keep them from going into the arcade to beat up the kids that just want to play arcade games. I guess something arcade centered would be what I'd come up with.
Let's see, if you're going to have different time zones and timelines, each one should be kind of a pastiche to what's considered teen culture at the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, if you go to the 60s, it should just be all dudes with pompadours talking about their cars.
Absolutely,
in the 80s,
man.
It should be that meatball style, like, straight up jocks and straight up computer nerds, like, just constantly fighting. The 90s should be the Valley Girl thing. Just play it up like all these ridiculous mall and teenage tropes that we've built up through the years.
100% agree. And the cool thing would be you could update, you could make it like, you could, the setting of the mall would change. Like, as decor changed, like, the mall would look radically different, and like, so would the people. And you could, like, really lavish, like, the development team could lavish attention on, like, putting all little, like, even the music in the mall would reflect the time period, the way it looks, the way the people behave, and the goofy clothes they wear. Definitely.
Dude, you can have, like, crazy warp zones where if you walk into the movie theater of the time period of the mall you're in, then you'd be instantly transported into scenes from.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or the movie, like, the movie's bleeding through, so there's like Nazi soldiers from the World War II movie in the mall.
Oh, man! I love this!
Yeah.
What was that movie that did that with that magic ticket thing?
Oh, that was Last Action Hero, and it was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Man, I love the idea of a movie theater as this portal that sort of takes you even outside the mall, but you're doing things related to the movies there, you know, like setting the plot right so people go back to the, like, that movie sucked. No, it was, you made it good. Wow. I like this, man.
And it would just be a random movie from that time. You know what I mean? So, you know, you could be screaming that you need a bigger boat or you need to find Obi-Wan or, you know. It would be badass to just go in there and, depending on, you know, if you're in like the 50s, you get zapped into some James Dean movie.
Dude, that is, Rick, you've got a, I can't believe I just said dude. Rick, you've got an awesome idea there. That expands the game so much. And, like, you know, maybe if you go back in time on a certain mission, like to go in the movie theater, the open world aspect persists. So actually maybe you can jump at will between like the 60s, 70s, 80s and, depending on the time period you're in, there's oh my god, it's becoming Skyrim. There's like too much to do already. I can't keep up with it all. Like, when does this game begin? When does it end?
Nice.
But maybe, you know, maybe you complete each era. Like, you make the 60s right, you make the 70s right, you make the 80s right, you make the 90s right, and then finally, you know, you get to the end of the game where you help them all revive.
Or it could just be short missions. You know what I mean? Like, you're put into a famous scene from a famous movie of that period, and once you solve whatever, you know, like if it was the French Connection, you know, you do that car chase and you survive that car chase, and then, you know, the next time you go into the movies, it'll be a different famous.
Oh, I got a good one. Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and you have to play the keyboard kind of like a Simon type of game.
Oh, cool.
The spaceship plays a note, and then you play a note.
Oh, that'd be... Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So you interact like you're doing that scene in some type of game quiz, you know, start to finish type of deal, and then that, you know, gives you a bag full of quarters that you can go blow in the arcade, only to find out that the arcade's been changed to tokens.
Oh, that's so great. You take your tokens from, yeah, you take your tokens from like the 70, your quarters from the 70s into the 80s, and now it's tokens. Like, oh, wait, I can't use these in this. I have to use these in the 70s. That's brilliant.
I would say that you, I would say you use non-linear means of telling the story, so you jump around from time to time in there.
I like it. I like the jump between time periods, and like there's a percentage complete for each time period, and maybe there's a minimum acceptable percentage complete to advance the storyline or complete the story, but you can go solve everything in every era if you want.
Yeah, and like certain characters that you were introduced to originally in the future, you or in the 90s, say you would go back and meet their parents in the 70s, and eventually all those plot lines would start to form together into a meaningful experience.
Yeah, and if you like prevent Jughead from killing himself in the mall, he ends up marrying Veronica, and then you meet their kid in the 90s. Oh man, I like this, man. This we've got to make this. We've got to make Adventure Mall or whatever this stupid game is.
Well, what are we gonna call the game?
Yeah, we gotta come up with a name for this.
The game name I came up with is. It's too sentimental, but I just came up with a name based on my grandmother's name. It was really dear to my heart. But I don't know. We could just call. I think we name it the mall, whatever the mall name is.
What was her name? Molly.
Her name was Molly. No, it wasn't Molly. Molly's Mall.
It turns out her name was really Tactical Advanced Fighter, but she can't really come up with a good name for like a good game based around that. Yeah.
Time mall. Mall time. Time at the mall.
I think you can't use the word mall.
Yeah.
And you can't use time.
It's movie time!
I say you call it remembrance and just be done with it. Bam, you go for like that arty quality.
Remembrance. I like that. I like that. Or we just call it retail.
Retail! I like that.
Retail, but it's R-E tail, T-A-L-E.
Yes! Oh. Yes!
Retail.
I'm going on file as being against that.
No way! That's the best of worst right there, dude.
Retail! What a name!
That'd make me pick it up and buy it right there.
Hey, now, what kind of game is it? Is it, first person, third person, top down?
I'm thinking, like, third person open world.
Absolutely,
sort of,
has to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
with a simish element to it, kind of a little bit leaning towards a more action-y Animal Crossing.
Oh, I love this game. I want to play retail now. I really do.
Also, the mall in the current time advances when you're not playing it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tom loves that kind of stuff.
I actually really do.
But it advances in real time, so you got to wait 10 years to go to the next time.
It takes 6 months off, the guy starves to death because he didn't get anything to eat at Orange Julius.
From Orange Julius. He's a dude.
I love the idea of like some magical like citrus god that makes...
He runs the spray tan booth.
I think we can move on this. We need... How many elves do we have to hire on for this?
I think if we put... one kobold in charge, two elves, a gnome, and a gynoid, we should have a good development team.
Gynoid's going to distract them all.
Or at least the office would be fun.
I would say we stick with mainly elves because they're better at agile development.
True.
I think the Dream Factory has churned out some pretty good products for its initial run.
There's some quality goods being exported by Nerdganzia today. That's our country. We're an autonomous state now.
Can we be a principality?
We're a city state of mind.
I just want to point out to our listeners that we do engage in fair trade, so all of our products are sold. There's no fixing of prices. There's no manipulation of currency. Our workers are compensated justly based on the amount of work they put into our products. So don't hesitate to buy any of them, no matter what you've heard about our working conditions in the factory.
And all of these ideas presented this evening are our intellectual property. And if we see you creating any of these things, we're going to come after you with all of our words.
No. If I see anybody creating this stuff, I will be their best friend forever.
Unless it's Thomas Edison. Unless it's Thomas Edison.
Oh, that bastard, yeah. No, Thomas Edison, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a zombie, and that scares me.
Nah, nah, what's your problem with me? Nah, I'm an inventor, man.
I do want to go ahead and say this. Mm-hmm. You should look us up on the iTunes. You should subscribe to us on the iTunes. And you should rate us on the iTunes.
And if you don't like the iTunes, you can head over to www.nerdstravaganza.com, where you can also listen to the show, subscribe to the show, and send us an email and let us know what kind of shows you want us to do.
Well, folks, I think it's time to send our happy workers home from their shift. They put in a good first day for us, and I think that we will meet our production schedule. With that, I am going to blow the quit and whistle. Rick, hit it. Go home, you jerks. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Stravaganza podcast. We hope you enjoyed our Dream Factory and its fine products. What if I don't like the internet or iTunes? Can I get the Nerd Stravaganza in print form at my local newsstand?
Local comic book stores only.
How local?
Local to wherever you are.
Only you don't know how local I am.
There you go. You can get it down at the Big 96er down the road.
The Big 96er.
And while you're at it, suck my wake.
The Great Outdoors.
Oh, the movie with John Candy?
Yes.
Okay.
And see, well, folks, see what I meant by getting derailed? But go ahead.
Toot, toot.